Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Follow the Lead podcast, a Christian Leaders podcast powered by Greg Fay Insurance. If you haven't talked to my man, Greg Fay, do so today. Do not wait. Go to gregfayinsurance.com. Today on the podcast, a deeper dive episode where we go into the a little bit of a deeper dive from the interview episode earlier in the week. And earlier this week, I had a profound conversation with Tasha June. Tasha is this incredible writer and storyteller who grew up in a biracial home as Korean American with a mom whose first language wasn't English. And throughout the course of our dialogue, she shared kind of some of the story, some of the ins and outs, some of her identity issues that came with that scenario. And we talked about her writing. And one of the things that really stuck out to me was her ability to tell good stories. You know, every single day I work with leaders who are struggling to lead movements, whether that be at the corporation level or the nonprofit level or just their families. And one of the things that I continue to see is that the most equipped leaders have a skill that I think all of us need to lean into. And the skill is storytelling. Are you a good storyteller? Do you have the ability to communicate with someone in a way that helps them see exactly what you're trying to pull from this scenario? And here's why it's important for our faith. Because our story is a reflection of Jesus' story when we say that Jesus is Lord. What we also see in Scripture is that Jesus uses the ability to tell stories as a way to move people emotionally and even physically. And so if you're a leader who's listening to this and you haven't thought about your ability to tell stories, then allow me to challenge you to lean into that skill. It's such an important gift. I love the way Matthew 13 says it. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him, he got into the boat and sat in it, while all the people stood there on shore. Then he told them many things in parable. Verse 10, we're going to skip down to verse 10. It says, the disciples came to him and said, Jesus, why do you speak to people in parables? He replied, because the knowledge of secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has been given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not, even if they have, will be taken from. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not understand. Friends, what Jesus is saying in this text is that he speaks to them in parables or in stories so that they can begin to understand the depths of his message. And let me just challenge you. I know that you have a message inside of you that the people who are following you need to hear. And you may not be able to communicate that with just plain words. Stories go so long. And what they do is they connect emotionally. Your story, the story that you have the ability to tell, connects people emotionally. One of the ways I see this played out all the time is with CEOs who want to reward behavior. We tell the story of the employee or the customer that we serve so that people will be likely to repeat that behavior, because what gets rewarded gets repeated. I think one of the areas that stories plays in my life is with the nonprofit board I sit on, Joshua Recovery Ministries. Telling the stories of the people in recovery has motivated me to stay focused on the task at hand. See, it's one thing to say, oh, you should do this because Joshua Recovery Ministries really needs your help. It's another thing to tell the story of Clay, who was incarcerated, who lived in a home, who then came out of our transitional living home, got his education, and got married. You can feel the difference in the stories. When I'm coaching clients, one of the things I do is I tell them the story of what transformation looks like. It's not just enough to say, hey, you will be transformed. It's to say, hey, this is what it could look like, and you could have that if you desire. So one of the questions that might be resonating inside of you right now is, how do you practice good storytelling? The first I'm going to tell you is this, is you have to develop a practice of writing. Writing helps clarify storytelling. And it doesn't have to be a lot of words. It doesn't have to be something that you do every single day, but just a routine practice of writing is the first thing. Writing has the unique ability to clarify our thoughts. The second thing you have to do if you want to become a good storyteller is you have to listen to other storytellers. That's one of the reasons why I love listening to comedians. They're great storytellers. Dave Chappelle is such a great storyteller. Whether you like his comedy or not, the man can tell a story. He's funny. And people follow along with him. He's an incredible communicator. I also listen to other pastors for that. And in the YouTube world that we live in, you can listen to other storytellers all the time. And the third thing is you've got to give yourself permission to get reps. What do I mean by that? I mean that you have to be willing to go to places and practice telling stories. As a communicator, I do this all the time. Even just this week, I said yes to a speaking engagement with the Lions Club. And it wasn't a robust speaking engagement. As a matter of fact, it was quaint. Let's use that word, quaint. But it was good reps. It was good practice. I was thankful to serve them, and I was really thankful for the reps. It's super funny. Like the irony was not lost on me that one day I was speaking to the Lions Club, which was quaint, and the next day I was speaking to a men's ministry of a megachurch. And the reps are both important. Both reps matter. And so maybe you, as the leader of the organization, don't need to practice storytelling at your company. Maybe you need to practice it in other places. One of the guys I know signed up for improv training so that he could get better at communicating. So three ways that you can get better at storytelling. Embrace the practice of regular writing. Embrace the practice of regular writing. Listen to other storytellers. Find them on the internet. Listen, pay attention to what they're doing, how they show up, what words they use, what they lead with, what are their hook, what's their closing statement. And then the third one, get some reps. Sign up, get some reps. Do some speaking engagements for free. And one of the things I love about podcasting, reps. As a Christian leader, you carry the message of Christ. You carry the message of your business. You carry the message of your family. You carry the message of what comes next. Whether you're the CEO, middle management, or just an entry-level employee, I promise you, becoming a good storyteller will serve you at every level. It never goes bad. How can you tell good stories in your organization? How can you tell good stories in your life? It's a muscle that as it gets stronger, it will always serve you. Well, friends, that's our podcast for today. Super, super thankful for you, for each and every one of you, for the way that we get to connect on this platform. I'm also super thankful for our sponsors, Trent Bargy over at Team Bargy Real Estate. Check him out. There's a link in the show notes. If you're looking for your next home, talk to Trent today. Tell him I sent you. Also, don't forget to go to myfivestarhomeservices.com. If you're in the Ohio area and you're looking for plumbing, electrical, or HVAC work, go to myfivestarhomeservices.com. I just had the five-star team out here to do some service on my AC unit. I'm so thankful for them, for the professionalism. Such a good group of guys, and I love their profit on purpose mentality. So friends, that's it for me today. As always, I'm embarrassingly easy to find at TW Milt. You can also go to my website, followthenumber2leadcoaching.com, to get more information how I can walk with you to embrace peace. So until the next time, if you want to follow Jesus, you must be willing to move.